الحمد لله مبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. وبعد، قال الله عز وجل: وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع الراكعين أتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون أنفسكم وأنتم تتلون الكتاب أفلا تعقلون. صدق الله العظيم. Last week we spoke about the Bani Israel, namely the Jews, in this specific place of the Quran, and the commandments that were given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those commandments were relating to Tawheed, Islamic belief and its doctrines. In the following few verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a set of commands to the Bani Israel, but these commands relate to the performance of good deeds, good a'mal. And Allah says, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. The first command to the Bani Israel is, perform salah, establish salah. وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةِ, and give your zakah, pay zakah. وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ, and bow down with all those who bow down. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said, make sajda. But Allah said, bow down. The reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Yahud to bow down and Allah didn't say make sajda, this is because in the religions prior to Islam, the Yahud, the Nasara, in their religions, there was sajda but no ruku. But in the religion of Islam, when Islam came, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained ruku as well. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Yahud bow down. In other words, Allah is telling them accept Islam and now bow down in salah with all the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. Here a question arises that what is the degree of this obligation in this injunction and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it wajib? Is it sunnah? Is it fard? So, in other words, performing salah with jama'ah, what is its hukam? Some of the sahaba radiallahu anhum say that performing salah with jama'ah is wajib. So if a person does not have a valid excuse and he does not perform salah with jama'ah, then his salah is null and void. And majority of the sahaba and majority of the jurists mention that if a person performs salah, salah with jama'ah, the hukam of it is that it is sunnah mu'akkada. And sunnah mu'akkada means that great emphasis has been placed on the sunnah. So if a person does not perform salah with jama'ah, then, and if he doesn't have a valid excuse for this, then this person will be sinful in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but his salah will still be valid. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْرُونَ الْكِتَابِ. Allah addressing the Yahud, Allah says, that do you command the people to do good, and do you forget yourselves, whilst you are the reciters of this book? أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Do you not understand? Do you not comprehend that? So in this verse we see there is a great admonition for all those preachers of good who do not do good themselves. In this verse by no means implies that a person cannot give good advice, a person cannot give good counsel if he does not do good. Rather, this verse refers to those ulama and those preachers of good, but they do not do good. So Allah is saying, why are you neglecting your own good? Allah says, whilst you know the kitab, you are the reciters of this book, أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Will you not understand that? Then Allah says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Allah addressing the Yahud, Allah says, that seek assistance by the means of patience and salah. What for? This is not mentioned. Allah just says, seek assistance by the means of patience and salah. So, what's the reason? Why should you make sabr and why should you perform salah? This is not mentioned. Mufassirin mentioned that the Yahud had two types of sicknesses, diseases, maladies that they were suffering from. One was the love for wealth, and the other was the love for power. The love for wealth and the love for power. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought two remedies for that. The first is sabr. Sabr doesn't just mean patience. Sabr is a remedy for the love of wealth. But it doesn't just mean patience. In the word sabr, there are three connotations to it. The first is to endure some pain. The second is to stay away from sin completely. And the third is to do all those acts of obedience, to do all those acts of ta'ah, obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the widest sense of the meaning of sabr, if a person has to make this type of sabr, then it will help him to combat and to stay away from, to fight that love of, that hub of wealth, the hub of mal. Was salah, and seek assistance by the means of salah. How does salah help you? Salah will help a person, it will humble a person in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in other words, Allah is telling them, if you make salah, it will help you to fight against the love of power. Why? Because when a person makes salah, he will be humbling himself in front of Allah. Ya Allah, you are Rabb, we are Ibad, we are your servants, we are nothing. You are our Mawla, you are the greatest, and we worship you, Ya Allah. وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ And then Allah says that you see this salah, this is not something very easy for any person to just do. Allah says it is a difficult task. It is hard. Except for those people who have already humbled themselves. إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ The one who is a genuine servant of Allah, who has humbled himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says salah will become easy for him. Then Allah gives a brief description for these khashi'een. Who are these humble ones? Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُ رَبِّهِمْ They are those who know very well, who have conviction. Here in Arabic, the word dhan is in the meaning of yaqeen. So this means they have complete conviction in the fact that they are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ And that they will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherein they will give an account of all the deeds that they performed in this dunya. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله we just finished the first quarter of the first paragraph. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala